Hey, America, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share. We need to get the word out. We are desperate to get the word out. President Trump needs our support, and we're about ready to be under attack. This story is going to cover that. We are brought to you by Body Align, as in bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. We've talked about the EMF defense for your phone, the energy band for your wrist. Other products, the sleep patch. Guess what? Right now, they got a special. Two for the price of one. Fantastic. All you got to do is go to bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges to get the protection that you need. This reverses what I gave to you earlier. And I said the Mexican cartel and the military combining forces in all likelihood to defend against U.S. military incursion into their territory. This story changes this narrative and flips it on his ear with a 180-degree turnaround. This is frightening beyond belief.
So learning more tonight about two major busts in southern Arizona, but the smugglers weren't transporting drugs, instead thousands of bullets.
We have seen more and more of this lately, and on Friday, Pinal County sheriffs, they made their first bust on Interstate 10 near Eloy, thousands of rifle rounds for AK-47s. Later that same day, Cochise County sheriff's deputies found 10,000 50 caliber rifle rounds. Three of the suspects are migrants who have requested asylum. Nearly 30,000 rifle rounds seized in southern Arizona.
These people were arrested. Took a lot of work.
It all started Friday. In the back of a pickup pulled over on I-10 outside of Eloy, they found close to 20,000 rounds of rifle ammo, the same caliber chambered for AK-47 rifles. The bust led to another tip in Cochise County. That's where sheriff's deputies found an SUV at a Motel 6 parking lot, stuffed inside 10,000 50-caliber rifle rounds, heavy ordnance, usually created for the military.
Get it!
Pinal County Sheriff Ross Teeple sent Fox 10 this statement, pointing to Mexican cartels, quote, "The violence of the cartels has held that country hostage. Three of the four suspects were migrants who had applied for asylum in the U.S., one from Cuba, two others from destinations unknown."
But one thing for sure is that U.S. ammunition is a massively sought commodity in Mexico. It is priceless.
Retired ATF special agent in charge and current ASU faculty Bernard Zaper says the busts have the hallmarks of cartels.
There's a couple things that are very interesting about this. The way that it was being transported, it wasn't concealed. From the photographs of the arrests, it was very blatantly just stored in an SUV, which indicates to me that they probably had the crossing into Mexico completely arranged. That's the only reason why cartels exist, is because our demand for cocaine and fentanyl and human trafficking and all these other horrible things, that's where they thrive. In order to thrive, they have to be armed and violent. And having the firearms is one thing, but you have to have a steady supply of quality ammunition.
Now, Zaper says the president's order designating cartels as terrorist organizations will escalate the violence tenfold. And sending or using the military to fight them has a long history going back to when President Vicente Fox was running Mexico, resulting in many deaths, including civilians. We've reached out to ATF and Homeland Security about the suspects and about this case, but they have told us they will not comment on an active investigation. Tonight on Fox 10 investigates, the search for a missing elderly man
pretty
from
amazing.
Phoenix
It's just,
has gone
it is
cold.
just absolutely
His family
incredible.
expecting the worst.
Sorry about the bleed over there. This speaks to an offensive action planned within the United States. And the fact that we had a Cuban national identified, not someone from Mexico, a Cuban national means there is coordination with the gotaways that are in this country from multiple terrorist states, and clearly they're planning mass violence in this country. This is not about defending Mexican turf now. This is about bringing the fight into the United States. It's something I've been warning about since 2012 when I first called it the modern-day Tet Offensive. It's here, people. It's coming. And we just see the beginning surface scraping of the symptoms. I'm recommending you arm yourself, avoid public gatherings, be wise, be aware of your surroundings, because these attacks will take place in public and try to maximize casualties. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Sign up for our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com. And all you got to do is go to the upper right-hand corner, put in your email address, and you'll get an update every single day of what we do in the previous 24 hours. Join over 50,000 people doing the same thing. They rave about it. It's one-stop shopping. And when they have a glitch and don't get it, they become upset. That's how dependent people are. You'll like it too. Join over 50,000 people, thecommonsenseshow.com. Put your email in and we'll get it to you tomorrow.